In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The commemorations of this feast have a special significance this year. We celebrate the procession of the cross on the 1st of August on the old calendar, the 14th on the new, because in Constantinople, August was known to be a time when there was pestilence that would go through the city. People would be dying of disease that would run rampant through the city at this time of the year. So what did they do? They did a procession with the cross through the city every day. And that's the reason why liturgically we do the katavasi of the cross all the way up until the exaltation of the cross, although there's a few, because of the Dormition and Transfiguration, there's a few exceptions to that. But throughout this period, for the most part, we're doing this katavasi because this was the time when people were looking to the cross. Obviously, the people at that time, they had medicine. Last Sunday, we celebrated the memory of the great martyr and healer Panteleimon, who was a trained physician. But he was a healer by faith also. So he would give people medicine, but he would also pray for them, and people would be healed. And of course, he's an unmercenary healer, which means that he didn't ask for any money. But one thing we learn from these unmercenary healers is that there's nothing wrong with availing yourself of medical science, but the problem is that that's all you're putting your faith in. Your faith should be in God. You use what God has provided you with, but your faith should be in God nevertheless. And so instead of us panicking, hiding in a hole until a vaccine is developed, and living in fear of our life, what we should be doing is looking to Christ, looking to the work that Christ did on the cross and placing our faith in him and knowing that he is in control. And if it's his will that we get sick and we die, as long as we are putting our faith in him and we're trusting in him for salvation, we don't have anything to worry about, because that's no great loss for us to die and go to be with Christ for all eternity. On the other hand, if it's not God's will that we get sick, God will see us through this. One thing that we should all be doing, it's a pious Greek practice during this fast to do the service of the paraklesis each night. And we, in the Jordanville prayer book, you have the canon to the Mother of God that's in there, and that's basically what is the basis of the paraklesis service. So you could say that canon, especially during this fast, on a daily basis. But throughout this time, throughout any time of trial or necessity, it should be the knee-jerk reaction of a believing Christian to turn to God in prayer and not to fall into despair. The other commemoration today is, of course, the Maccabean martyrs. And on our minds right now, I'm sure many of you are very concerned about the direction of our country. We see people rioting, we see people destroying things, we see people espousing Marxist ideology, and it seems to be a lot more popular than we would have liked to have believed just a year ago. And so we have a great deal of reason to be concerned about the future of this country. However, look at the example of the Maccabean martyrs. The Maccabeans lived at a time when they experienced the first really totalitarian persecution that they'd ever experienced. They'd certainly had invasions, they'd had people who'd gone in there and killed a bunch of people, but they never really had anyone who tried to force people to change their faith. And, you know, they might have killed you because of your faith, like Jezebel did with some of the prophets of the Lord. But this idea that they're going to make you change your mind, they're going to make your mind right, this was the first time that they'd experienced this. And, you know, we have Christ's life. We have the New Testament. We have the fullness of the Holy Spirit in the church. We have the examples of countless martyrs. The Maccabees didn't have any of that. All they had was the Old Testament. They had the shadows that pointed to Christ, but they didn't have the clear revelation of Christ. And yet, what did they do? They stood firm for the faith. The Maccabean martyrs that are depicted in the icon, that's a mother and a teacher, Eleazar, and seven sons, all of whom were tortured to death one by one, starting with the oldest down to the youngest, because they figured eventually someone would break. And if they'd have only gotten one of them to break, they would have considered that to be a victory, because they wanted to believe that they could make people think the right way. But these people were faithful, and they said, no, we're not going to give in, because we believe that there's something bigger than you. We believe in God. We believe in the resurrection. We believe if you kill us, it's not the end for us. We have a life after this that we're more concerned about than this life. And so one by one they were killed, and then finally the mother died herself. If you read the book of Maccabees, you'll read quite a bit about another family, the family of a priest, and the most prominent member of that family was Judah Maccabee, which means the hammer, because he was such a fierce warrior. But this priest, when the pagan officials came to town and they were going to make everyone offer sacrifice to God, he was so incensed that he killed them. And then he said, anyone who's on the Lord's side, come with me. And they went into the hill country and they fought. And if you read the book of the various books of Maccabees, it's amazing how many times they came so close to being completely destroyed. How many times they could have thrown up their hands and said, well, this is it. There's no way we can come out of this. These massive armies would come and invade them, and they would be so far outnumbered. But they had this faith in God, and they said, God can deliver us by many or by few. Trust in God. And one by one, these brothers died fighting for their faith. Finally, the last brother was killed, and his sons took up the cause. And at the end of the day, the Jews achieved a period of independence, where they were able to worship in peace and to obey the law of the Lord, because they were faithful. If they were able to do that without all the examples of the martyrs, without their own example as something that they could look back on, without the fullness of the New Testament, what should be our reaction be? We should have a lot more courage and a lot more faith than them. So that should be a consolation to us. And if you're concerned about what's been going on, get out your Bible and read 1st, 2nd, and 3rd Maccabees. These are wonderful books. That there's so much political turmoil during that period of time that it sometimes can be a little bit confusing. I think the Orthodox Study Bible has some notes that will help you sort it all out. But the main thing is regardless of who at various times was trying to take control, the faithful Jews stood firm for the faith. And that's the main point that we need to get. We need to stand firm for the faith. It doesn't matter what happens in this country ultimately. It only matters how we react to it and whether or not we stand firm. And if we stand firm in the end, we win. That's the thing to keep your mind on. Keep your eyes on the cross, because that's the symbol of victory. That's what it's all about. The cross doesn't end with Christ's death, it ends with Christ's resurrection. And if we put our faith in that, it will end in our resurrection unto life eternal. Amen.